This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. At the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit in Shanghai, President Bush is receiving considerable support for the U.S. campaign against terrorism. He met today with Chinese President Jiang Zemin and said afterwards that China stands side by side with the United States. President Jiang said he and Mr. Bush had reached consensus on the issue of terrorism. And there's also evidence from the summit of a marked improvement in U.S.-Russia relations. Joining us from Shanghai is NPR's Don Gagne. Don, Mr. Bush meets this weekend with Russian President Vladimir Putin. In what specific areas might we see progress?
It's hard to say at this point. Both sides do say they are indeed making progress. The U.S. is pleased with the relationship it's got with Russia and with President Putin. That helps as they deal with some very difficult issues surrounding the anti-ballistic missile treaty and the U.S. desire to scrap it in these post-Cold War days. Mr. Putin has been reluctant to walk away from the ABM treaty, but they continue to talk. And I should add that this war on terrorism is now something else that they share and largely agree on.
U.S.-China relations also seem to be on the mend. How did the meeting go between Mr. Bush and Mr. Jiang?
It was cordial. Both sides called it a good meeting. Not a great deal of substance came out of it. Maybe the news is really that they even met at all and had a lengthy session, 2 hours in the morning and then a working lunch, covering terrorism for the most part, and to a lesser degree, other topics, Taiwan, human rights issues. These two men clearly looked like they wanted to figure out how to be friends and find ways to work together on things. One thing, though, Jiang was asked about Afghanistan today and the U.S. military effort there, and he did not endorse the U.S. military effort. Instead, he said that that any response to terrorist activity should be carefully targeted, and he also said that the U.N. should be closely involved in any such action. So they weren't exactly on the same page there.
Don, did President Bush give any indication of how the U.S.-led campaign against Taliban, against al-Qaeda, is going?
He said there's progress. He would not talk about reports that U.S. ground troops are now in Afghanistan, expanding the effort beyond the air attacks. But again, he feels this week in Shanghai has helped. All of the nations here are signing on to a document condemning terrorism. The president did also reiterate today that this will be a long battle lasting years. And he acknowledged that some of these nations, some people, may tire of the battle against terrorism. But he said the U.S. has the patience to stick with it.
What about trade? Despite the attention on terrorism, this is supposed to be a conference about trade. Any consensus
right.
emerging on trade?
They will put out a document detailing some goals on the economy, and we could probably boil it down to six words, more free trade, more free trade. These nations are concerned about the global economy. It's made worse by a slumping consumer confidence in the U.S. and elsewhere following September 11th, and these leaders think trade is the answer, and that will be the economic message out of here, along with the anti-terrorism message.
Don, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne, he is with the president, reporting from Shanghai.